Don't look now, but the king has arrived, said Ryan Havens. And he's alone. Caitlin Sanders faced her good friend Ryan as he looked toward the entrance of the wood-framed shelter house. Her back was to the door, so she couldn't see the latest arrival to the Kingston Labor Day festivities. She felt his presence, though, instantly and painfully. Just knowing Jared King was close made the blood surge through her veins in a heated rush and kicked her pulse into overdrive. She'd known he would be here today, known she'd have to face him for the first time since walking out on him. She'd thought herself prepared, but now her stomach muscles clenched in sudden panic. 12 seconds. That's how long it took him to find you, her companion drawled laconically. Caitlin acknowledged Ryan's comment with a weak smile. She could have argued she'd felt Jared's gaze on her in 8 seconds flat, but why quibble? What's he got that I haven't got? Asked her lifelong pal. His tone held genuine curiosity rather than animosity as he crossed his arms over his broad chest. What causes the stir of excitement when he enters a crowd? What is it about him that draws every pair of female eyes and rouses the envy or ire of every other male in the place? Caitlin managed a more natural smile. Ryan had the very same effect on people, but was oblivious of the fact. Each of the men possessed an aura of authority and self-assurance that drew attention. Both were highly eligible bachelors, but as the last remaining heir to the founding fathers of the town, Jared's actions always created a profound interest with the locals. Are you asking or are you about to tell me? She teased, forcing a lightness to her tone she didn't begin to feel. He ignored the interruption. King and I are both responsible, respected members of the community. We're both intelligent, successful, and wealthy. He may be a couple inches taller, but I'm twice as good-looking, aren't I? Ryan wasn't bragging so much as stating the obvious. He was a blonde, blue-eyed Adonis. Jared's roughly hewn features were more rugged than handsome. There was no real contest in the looks department, yet the lean, chiseled lines of Jared's face had appealed to her from their first meeting. She didn't need the reminder, so she tried to focus on her best friend. You are definitely one gorgeous guy, she agreed, tongue in cheek. Ryan gave her a slow smile, and then his tone dropped to an intimate grumble. So, why does his proximity make that little pulse flutter in your throat, bring a blush to your cheeks, and make your eyes sparkle like emeralds? Caitlin's hand involuntarily slipped to her throat, her gaze locked with Ryan's. His questions dredged up the familiar, shared regret. They loved each other, but in entirely different ways. She desperately wished she could return his unfaltering love. He was such a good man, and the platonic devotion she felt for him was not what he wanted or needed. If I could control it, I'd change it in a heartbeat, she swore softly. Ryan gazed into her eyes a moment longer, nodded his acceptance of her words, and then shifted his attention to the collection of townspeople in the old covered building. Most everyone had already eaten from the food-laden tables, and several conversations were in full swing. Jared King exchanged greetings with friends and neighbors as he slowly but steadily made his way toward them. "He doesn't look too cheerful," said Ryan, giving her a worried frown. "Do you think he'll cause a scene?" Caitlin tucked a swath of heavy, shoulder-length hair behind her ear. She didn't know what to expect, and the suspense was making her nerves tap dance to a riotous tune. Jared wasn't a predictable man. He might demand an explanation. He might rant and rave. Or he might just act as though her leaving didn't faze him in the least. Whatever his plan of action, it would wound her. There was no way to avoid the pain at this stage. She loved him desperately. "Want me to defend your honor?" "No," she admonished softly. The last sip of her cola partially eased the sudden dryness of her throat. If you're itching for a fight, forget it. She didn't want the two men she loved most in the world fighting over her.